Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday morning MV Pro Call. Today is March 21st, and I'd like to welcome those of you that are here live, as well as those of you that are listening to this via recording, which, of course, you can do by going to iTunes and subscribing to Motor Vitality, or by going to Google Podcasts and listening, or whatever podcast means you use. You can also go to MotorVitality.com and get years and years and years and years of past archived calls. So I'm going to start the call off the same way I do every week, which is by asking, is there anything anybody learned this last week that you wish you had known before? Anything that happened this last week that is worthy of sharing with other professionals across the country, or anything we can help you with? So I picked up a couple things this week when we were out working that I think is worthy of sharing, just to have out there, just a couple tips and tools. Yesterday we were looking at canvassing and we were looking at route optimization programs. I wanted to share this. So what a route optimization program is one that, if you have several, let's say you go and pull building permits and you have a list of you know, 7 or 8 or 10 houses that you want to stop by, or maybe businesses, or just a bunch of places that you need to stop and check on, to kind of canvas. And route optimization allows you to do that. Basically, you can go in and put your address in, just list them all in, just type them all in all at once, and then click run route optimization, or, you know, whatever the button says, optimize route or set route or whatever the button tells you to do. And it will take those addresses and give them, you can actually, it will route you out the fastest way or the quickest way or the shortest way. There's lots of different settings you can make on. There are a ton of different apps out there that will do that, that integrate. Corey, you had one that gives you a free sample that integrates right with Google Maps. What was that? That was, do you remember what that was called?
Yeah, that's called Circuit.
Circuit, okay.
Yeah, it integrates right with Google. It uses Google Maps. It's extremely simple.
So they give you a free sample trial period, and then I don't know exactly how much they charge. But if you don't want to do that or pay for it, there you can use MapQuest. I don't know if you remember MapQuest. MapQuest used to be, way back when the internets first started, MapQuest was like the mapping program back before Google Maps and everything. Well, it seems that MapQuest is still around, and MapQuest has a route optimization feature that allows you to do, I think what we see, Greg, 25, you can put up to 25 addresses in there at a time.
Yes.
There are ads, you know, that all over the place on the site or whatever, but it's, that one gave you for free, it gave you a lot of options for route optimization, which is kind of nice, because if you've got several stops during the day, to be able to use, you know, to put that in and make that an efficient route so that you're not driving all over the place. And it's essentially what routing software does in the back end of a company when they, you know, they usually have something like that when they're scheduling bottled water deliveries or service or, you know, installs or that type of thing. But it's hard to find stuff like that on the front end, you know, so for the sales side. So I just wanted to share that. So the topic today, so I don't know if many of you are aware of it, but a couple months ago, Motor Vitality started doing a Facebook Live every Monday morning at 8:30 Eastern. And it's a lot more casual. You know, there's been times that it's usually just one of us sitting and looking at a camera in the office, or we've done a couple little things like a little bit of water testing and stuff like that. So those are all on our Facebook page, but and I'd love to have you guys on there and hear the comments and stuff like that. It tends to be a little more casual, a little more conversational. You know, it's a one-way conversation, except that people can post comments. And although it always throws off, somebody will post a comment, and then it seems to be delayed. So I'll make a comment about something Jen just said, and then it pops up on her screen, you know, 60 seconds later, and then it takes her another 60 seconds to notice it. So she's going, what's he talking about? What's he referring to there?
I do that all the time, but...
Well, there is that, right? So, but this, yeah, that's true. Eye roll. So, thanks, Jen. But, so Jen and I, we've tried to trade back and forth on which ones we've done. And I, you know, mine, when I go in there, mine are just sort of, sometimes are, I don't know, I feel like they're a little rambly. And I know that surprises those of you on this call that that could happen. But I love it when it's Jen's turn to do these Facebook Lives, because she is always so inspirational, and it brings me up, motivates me. And she did 2 weeks ago on our Facebook Live, she talked about kind of leaving your trademark, and I suggested to her that this would be an excellent topic for this call. So if you reviewed or saw that Facebook Live, some of this will be familiar to you, but I'd love to have your feedback and your comments as Jen kind of talks about this. You know, if not, then please join in the conversation. But I am actually going to turn the podium over to Jen, because I really think that this topic was pretty good. So, Jen, my friend and Vice President of Motor Vitality, all yours.
Thank you. So yes, this may be a repeat for those that have watched the Facebook Live, but last Saturday we celebrated Wes's grandfather's 100th birthday, and it was just absolutely amazing. We had everybody come in from out of town, all over the country. We had some people from Denver that we didn't think were going to be able to make it, but at like 3 o'clock in the morning, they were able to find a ticket online and make it out here. So it was just, it was wonderful to see everybody and to celebrate his life. And, you know, he had a two-page article in the News Herald, in the local, the Southgate is where he lives, in the Southgate News Herald, and talked about all of his accomplishments. He was a World War II vet, and the first time that I met him, he had his World War II vet hat on, and I says, well, thank you so much for your service, and he says, well, you're welcome, he says, but it wasn't my idea, they made me go. And, you know, I asked him about, and it talked about in the article also, how he welded the Edmund Fitzgerald. He was a welder. And I said something to him about that. And he says, well, yeah, I welded it. He says, but it's not my fault that it sunk. And, you know, he was known for so many different accomplishments when he was in the military. And as he got out of the military and then he worked at a factory, which most people did, you know, worked at automotive here in Michigan. And he was known for so many accomplishments, but at this party, it was so inspirational to see not only family members, but to see previous tenants. He had 6 or 7 rental homes that up until 2 years ago, he would still drive to each of the rental homes every first day of the month and collect rent. And but we had the previous tenants that were showing up. His mail lady showed up, and she's been his mail lady for only about 4 or 5 years, but the previous mail person showed up. And just all these people. And we would take him out to eat, and he would go and sit with everybody else in the restaurant. He'd sit and tell them some off-color jokes and things that would make sailors blush. But then, you know, he'd get up and move to the next one. And he put a smile on everybody's face and made them feel good. And that's what everybody remembers him for. It does, you know, the news article does talk about how he had all those accomplishments in his life, but I think making somebody feel good is probably the best accomplishment that you can have. And, you know, I had posted, oh my gosh, I forgot to grab it, but the saying that a gentleman, I found out, I thought it was Mary Kay Ash that had said this thing, but originated from a gentleman in Detroit, a motivational speaker that talks about how your smile is your logo and your, oh my gosh, I totally forgot it, but how you leave others feeling is your trademark. And I think that's really important, that when we leave a home, or when we leave any other human, how we make them feel is important. And it just, that thing brings me back to, I mean, I've heard so many stories over the years, but probably one of my favorite stories is a gal named Susan down in Ohio. She's been in water treatment sales for quite a few years now. And every once in a while, this company will invite me to come down and ride with their sales team, just to, because the sales team likes to brush up. They like to see it, an outside perspective of how can I improve. And so I was out with Susan, and there was a lady who called us out there, and she was obviously pretty frazzled, and her home was clean, but you could tell it was kind of a drop and go kind of situation, things kind of laying around and stuff. And she apologized over and over again. You know, I'm so sorry, my house is in such a shambles. And she said that her and her husband had been married for over 40 years. And a month and a half prior, he had had a stroke. And up until he had the stroke, they had never been apart a single night in the 40 years that they were married. And that's devastating to somebody. And, you know, you have your partner in life and they're not there. So as we were going through the appointment and kind of, you know, looking at the current equipment and everything else, she kind of, you could tell her mind just wasn't there, and she broke down a couple of times. She kept talking about her husband. And so Susan just grabbed her hand and she says, you know, do you mind? And we could tell she, yeah.
So,
yeah. Well, there we go. But she had different biblical verses on the wall, and you could tell that she was a religious person. And so Susan says, you know, do you mind if I pray with you? Can we just pray? And so Susan said a prayer, and just when we were done, you could just see the sense of relief over the woman's face. And, you know, Susan, when we walked out, of course, the lady didn't want to buy anything, because she, you know, she says, I have to go talk to my husband about this. I just learned where the checkbook was. I've never written a check the whole time that we've been married. And so she says, you know, I need to talk it over with him, but I'm 99% sure I'm going to go with you when things settle down a little bit. And when we walked out, I told Susan, that was just amazing what you did. And she says, you know, I didn't do it for a sale. She says, that's what a good human does. And, you know, we have to remember, yes, we're in sales. We're not professional visitors. But when we go into the home, it's so important that we go in and we leave a good lasting impression, and we're good humans to each other overall. So I wanted to hear if anybody else, if there's certain, you know, things that you have done, or what do you do that kind of gives you a little bit different of a trademark? Do you sit down and talk to the person, the potential customer? Do you talk to them about personal things, or do you just go in and test water and leave? You know, what is it that you do, your trademark? Anybody? I know, Joan, there's been a time you had that one. I don't know, Joan, if you're able to, I know you're driving. There was a lady that you walked in and she had fallen. I don't know if Joan is.
Yeah, she. I'm sure she's muted. I didn't
okay.
Log off.
So, yes, no,
sure
yeah,
that.
I'm here.
Oh, there you
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Sorry, I was throwing everything in. No, yeah, there was one time that I went to a home, and she had mentioned to me that she would keep the back door unlocked, which was really strange, I thought, at the time. And so when I got there, I knocked on the front door, and there was no answer. And then I waited a little bit, and then I went around the back, and I knocked on the back door, and there was no answer. And then I remembered she had told me she kept that back door unlocked. So I popped my head in, and here she was laying down on the kitchen floor, her head bleeding. She had fallen down, and she was just laying there, and she knew I was coming. So it was just very crazy. So I called 911 and got everything taken care of, made sure her pet was taken care of, went to the neighbor, and all of that. You know, even down to simple things like she wasn't dressed appropriately, and so I helped her get covered up so she wouldn't be humiliated when the EMTs got there. Yeah, it's just simple human decency. It's what I would believe anybody would do.
Yeah.
You know,
Go ahead, Jen.
I 100%, I mean, just to hear that you, even like you said, covering her up or taking care of her, you know, taking care of the dog after the EMT left, doing all of that, you went above and beyond. You did not get a sale from that. You didn't get a rental from that. But you went above and beyond. And I know me personally, if that was my mother or my grandmother and I knew that somebody had taken care of her as well as you did, I would just be ecstatic over it. That would be just amazing, because you think that most people would do that, but unfortunately, I don't know that everybody would do that.
People might have called the hospital, but to go the extra, or call the ambulance, but to go the extra mile is pretty rare, I think.
Right.
You know, and this is what the trademark, you know, so let's define trademark for a minute. That's why I thought the saying was so profound, right? When you think of a trademark, I mean, if you close your eyes and I say the word Nike, you can think of their, you know, their logo, right? You know, that comes to mind, right? What is specific about them? You can, you know, if I say Coca-Cola, you can see the swish. If I, you know, just about, you know, something that is branded, right? What is your branding? How do you brand yourself? Aside from whatever manufacturer you sell, you know, what trademark do you leave? What brand do you have? What do people, when they close their eyes and think about you, what do they think? And this is why I thought this was so profound, is there are those times that, you know, when I was president of the Optimist Club, I had just become president, and there had been a member there that hadn't been coming to the club, hadn't been coming to meetings since I had been a member, you know, so he hadn't been there for 5 or 6 years because of some health issues or whatever. And it fell on me to say something at his, they had a little memorial thing because I was president of the Optimist Club, and the Optimist Club had been so important to him. Are you guys still there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it sounded like I had cut off. Because the Optimist Club had been so important to him, they asked me to say a few words. Well, I didn't know him. So I went around before I was to speak and was talking to, you know, his kids and his friends and his family. And, you know, they were telling me stories and laughing. And so this was his, you know, right after he died, like the memorial, he was going to have the funeral the next day or whatever. And they had this memorial earlier and they had just lost him, but they were laughing. I mean, belly laughing and telling me stories and just of kindness and what he had done and these good things. And that was really impactful to me that he left. I mean, talk about living forever, you know, talk about immortality. The guy had it in the memories, in the gifts that he left, you know, on his kids and his friends and the people he touched. And we can do that even within our business, from a business. Corey, you had one, you know, what comes to mind on a lower scale, you know, it's not like you don't have to die before people start appreciating what you're doing. hopefully. Although that does seem to be the kind, you know, kind of with artists and stuff like that, you get that a lot, right? But Corey, you had one actually that just came to culminated last night, right? That this is one that you talked about from the home show a couple weeks ago or last month when we had the home show, and you had gone out there and tested the guy's water and his softener was just simply bypassed, right?
Yep.
And you told him it was fine, did not try and sell him anything new. What happened after that?
So I got a call last week, and he said that his pressure had gone down, and he had just had a lot of plumbing thing, you know, issues in the house, so he had the plumber come back out, and the plumber said it was the softener. So I went out there. I said, you know, I'll come out there. So I came out last night, and they, you know, just from building that trust from the first time going out there, not selling them anything, they ended up going with me. And it actually meant a lot to me, more than just a sale. You know, I actually built their trust.
Yeah.
Nice.
And that's what we were talking about is, you know, yesterday I was explaining to you and Greg, and there's a few more people on the call today. So, that's what when I was in sales way back when I used to do it, I never liked, and I guess some people do, you know, the close, right, the hunt. But I never liked that. It was always uncomfortable and awkward. You know, I didn't want to be the typical sales guy. I also was just humbled every time I walked into somebody's house as a stranger and you know, an hour and a half later they were willing to give me a check or their social security number for financing or whatever. I just could not believe the amount of trust. Truly, truly an honor. And I felt an obligation to, you know, to make sure that I showed them the appreciation. But I liked going in and doing it the way you did it just the last, you know, on this one, because last night you didn't have, when you went in and closed that, you didn't have to sell anything.
Nope,
all you did, your entire relationship with that guy was helping him, answering questions. You didn't have to do a sales presentation. You didn't have to do any kind of fancy schmancy sales technique to get that sale. And you know, and you got it. And that's the way I always loved doing sales. So your trademark, your leave behind, like Jen was talking about, is that impression, your willingness to help. You know, people respond to that. I just think it's pretty incredible. Okay, Jen, go ahead.
Oh, I want to hear what else everybody else. I do have one more that I thought was really awesome, but does anybody else? And you know, please don't feel like you're tooting your own horn, because I love hearing these stories, and it just really, it means a lot to me. I've recently heard stories of I met somebody just in the last couple of days that they were saying that they had somebody come out and sell them a lot of equipment that they really did not need. They found out later that broke after just a couple of years and had no support, and it was really disheartening to hear that. But I like to hear these stories. Does anybody, what else has other people done? Okay, I'll tell you, my HVAC guy, he came out, I think some of you may have heard this in the past, when my mother-in-law was sick. She lived down in Kentucky, and I was driving down every other week pretty much to go and help take care of her. And the furnace went out, and it was in probably February or March that this happened. And we had a house sitter that was coming over to take care of the dog, and had it been just, you know, just leaving the house empty, I probably would have been okay and just gone on my way and dealt with it when we got back. But we had the house sitter coming over, and I called one company up. And what was so sad is that the guy that came out had apparently inherited the company from his uncle, who had passed away. And Wes knew the uncle many years ago and was thinking that's who we were calling out. So this service technician comes out, and he does the little scope thing and immediately tags the furnace and says, oh, there's a crack in something, and, you know, we're tagging this. You can't use your furnace anymore. I'm devastated. I can't, at the split of a, you know, cat just all of a sudden go, okay, well, yeah, let's go in and put another $6,000 furnace in. I couldn't do that. And so I called out another company. The guy comes out. I talked to him on the phone. I explained to him the situation. Hey, I need to leave tomorrow morning. And so he came out about 5 o'clock in the evening, looked at it, said, I think I know what it is. You need kind of the whole new guts. And then he says, I will first thing in the morning be waiting at the where I purchase all the parts. I'll be waiting there 8 o'clock in the morning, and then I'll come over and I'll fix it for you. And he did. And it was just amazing that he went, he says, I'll have to push a couple other customers out of the way, but I need to make sure that you're going to get up and running. And that meant so much to me. He spent a couple hours on it, fixed it, and hardly charged me anything. And I said something to him, you know, are you sure that's all that I owe you? And he says, listen, I lost my mom to cancer too. He says, I'm just charging you for the parts. That's it. And that meant so much to me that he did that and got us on our way. I referred him a million times over. He came over one day to change our furnace filters, and he didn't charge us anything because he says, you probably sent me another 60 customers easily, because everyone says, oh, yeah, Jennifer sent me. So, but it just meant so much to me that he did that, that he did not charge labor, and that was just awesome.
So, bottom line, and I, you know, this is a life hack, right? So something to look at in your own life, but I also think that it's really important when we are going out there. If you were to close your eyes right now, or somebody else were to close their eyes and think about you, what impression do they have of you in general? What would they say about you at your memorial? You know, what, even your customers. And, you know, there are some customers, I think customers are tough because sometimes they equate it all in. And it is that kind of, you know, that awkward relationship sometimes between customer and sales professional, you know. But what would your customers, if they closed their eyes and thought about you or your company, what would their impression be? Would it be that's just somebody I bought something from, or would it be something more, you know, good or bad? You know, what impression would they have? What would you leave them with? And I thought Jen's message, go back and look at the Facebook Live, and Jen, you went into a lot more detail about a lot of stuff. It was really good. You know, ask yourself, what do people see when they close their eyes? What do they think about you? And strive to leave that positive impression, you know, in general. I mean, nobody can be perfect. Nobody has a good, positive day all the time. And we have all had those customers that no matter what we did, you just couldn't connect with them. You know, everybody's had those. I don't know about you guys, but those bother me. I mean, I wish, because it's never my intent or my desire to offend or hurt anybody. And yet there's sometimes, you know, in an inappropriate joke or just in a misunderstanding, I know that there's people out there that's happened to. And I strive to avoid that, you know, while still being who I am. You know, I am what I am, like Papa used to say. But anyway, oh, I love Popeye jokes. So I think that we are finished with this call. I mean, finished with the call. Get it? There was another Popeye joke. So, but unless anybody has any final comments or thoughts before I continue. All right, then, Jen, thank you very much. I always appreciate your inspiration. Yeah. Those of you that are on, be safe. We will talk to you next week. Please join us for Monday's Facebook Live, 8:30. And otherwise, be safe. Have a great weekend, great week. We will talk to you next week, if not before. So, bye, everybody. Jen, you want to record? Turn